Terry Mosher, welcome.
Thank you very much, Julia.
You're doing birthday bags. Certainly a wonderful idea. So how were you inspired to turn this passionate thought into reality?
I read about this in a magazine. It's a little paragraph about this woman who made up birthday bags and donated them to a food bank in honor of her grandchildren every year. That's all it said. And it just kept coming back to my mind over and over and over a couple of months. And I thought, somebody must be speaking to me. So I did a little research online and found it in other states, but really couldn't find a lot on it at the time. So I just started gathering the information from different areas and put down some thoughts and created birthday bags.
Determined to make this a reality,
yes.
Sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, exactly what goes into one of these wonderful bags full of birthday cheer?
Okay, birthday bag can either be the paper bags or the little nylon bags that they can reuse again. Put in a disposable cake pan, cake mix, frosting, candles. You can put in a banner, a tablecloth, any kind of confetti or crepe paper, and then a small gift, $5 to $10, just something that we care.
Genuine party supplies,
right.
Birthday party supplies. Then how do you go about finding the funds to make these bags and the birthday bag makers themselves?
I originally started out by emailing 10 or 20 of my friends, telling them what I had thought and started, and asked them if they would be interested, if they had any ideas, anything like that. And from there, it just kind of took off on its own. I had one person that worked at a law firm. They made up 80 bags. From that spun off a legal association, and they made up 30 or 40 bags. And then a church heard about it, and the Vacation Bible School needed to do a service project. So they made up 40 bags and just things like that. And then I just had individuals where a woman went out to lunch with several women, and they all got together and made me 16 bags. And some people bring me two. It's not all big amounts. I just accept the individual bags or supplies. Some people go out and buy toys and drop them off to me, or books or cakes or frostings, you know, whatever.
A grassroots kind of movement.
Yes.
And it's working.
Yes. It's been wonderful.
Now, these are distributed through area food banks.
Yes.
How many food bank organizations are already on board with your program?
We have 13 so far.
And how do you find these connections to start, especially from the ground floor?
We started out with the Associated Churches Food Banks because they're individual food banks, and I could start with one or two or three and make sure I have enough bags to supply them before I go on to another one.
Is it a hard sell to get food banks on board for this kind of distribution?
No. For the most part, everybody's really excited about it because it's a simple thing that really benefits kids that are in unfortunate circumstances. And we don't ask anything in return. We just freely give it. And it's not beans or rice or corn. It's a birthday party.
The only requirement is that you need to be under 12 years old and it's your birthday.
Right. Between the ages of 4 and 12. We started out doing 2 to 4 as one of the age groups, but kind of felt that the younger kids usually had family parties only, where this one, a lot of times you can invite your friends.
Sure.
We supply enough for 8 people at minimum.
And I am kind of curious, how complicated is all of this getting established part of the process?
It's complicated. And, you know, it's starting a new business, even though it's a nonprofit, and you have to go through all the legal things. We have applied and been approved 501c3 nonprofit status, so now we can accept donations and can be receipted for tax purposes. I do have an advisory council that, you know, we talk things over, and the writing of the business plan, they've been a good help and guidance to how we want to go forth. And I have to say, every time I speak with someone about it, everybody smiles, goes, what a good idea.
Yes.
And it's so simple. Why didn't I think of that? You know, so it's been very positive.
It's a real community spirit that's easy to be
connect
a part
with.
Of.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Good for you. Okay. So you distribute these at food banks. Is it a surprise to those consumers to find this sort of whimsical thing in an otherwise no-frills, bare-bones food distribution point like that?
I believe it is. It's something that they've never experienced, you know, where someone just gives them this fun bag of stuff. And I think they're just very grateful. I've had a couple replies back from food banks where the clients have said, oh, you know, this is just wonderful. I didn't know how I was going to give my daughter a birthday cake or a party or whatever. Not even so much a party as just the cake or the small gift that's in there that, oh, this is just wonderful. I don't really get a lot of feedback from the clients because I'm not there. I'm on the other end, the giving end. Mm-hmm. But I honestly can't imagine anybody not being happy about it.
And again, especially in these early days of your getting this whole nonprofit business together, I know that you're gathering statistics even as we speak, and that's going to help you in the future. But it has to be empowering, of course, to the child whose birthday it is, but also to the parent to get to do something that they might not have even known ahead of time that they could do.
Right. It's very family. You know, I did hear back that one family, the girl was maybe around 6, and her 10-year-old sister helped the mom bake the cake. So, you know, the whole family got involved in it and made it a surprise, and that was nice.
That's just the memory that you want to create as well as the story that you like to hear and to retell on what a grand what it is.
Yeah, and you spoke of memories. I remember my birthday parties when I was a kid, and my kids especially remember their birthday parties because I always made a big deal. I mean, this was their special day. They kind of encouraged me when I brought out this idea, but that's great because, you know, we so appreciated that when we were younger. And I think the memories is what it's all about.
Indeed. Everybody has a birthday. Everybody likes celebrating it. And if they can help somebody else celebrate one, that is just too cool.
Right.
This being your very first, just over half a year that you've been doing this, going forward, what kind of numbers do you expect to reach in your second year of business?
Okay, in my first year, I really had no idea what to expect. So I put out there one bag a day. That was my goal. And to date, it's been about maybe 7 months that I've actually been getting the bags. And we've given out over 250 some bags. And I have a little bit of a stock at home waiting to pass out. In the second year, I thought 2 bags a day. And in the third year, 3 bags a day. And I think it's going to surpass that tremendously.
Sounds like it could.
But I figured I might as well start small and be surprised.
Good for you, and I bet you will be. And speaking of surprises, have there been any surprises along your way in this grand journey that even you didn't expect?
I think the enthusiasm from people has been greater than I expected. I'm glad it's an idea that other people have caught on to and they want to pursue it. You know, they come to me. A couple weeks ago, I got a call from a woman that wanted a project for her, this organization that she works with, and it came across somebody's Facebook page and she saw it. And I'm going, yes, that's my first one where, you know, exponentially it's growing. And that surprised me. So it was a happy day.
All the way around.
I did a happy day.
That's just great. In the timing of this whole project on your part, you're right at the right time to be working with social media. Do you think that that has and is going to make it easy to get this word out?
I think it's a tremendous asset. Yeah, social media, Facebook especially, because so many people have so many friends and all they have to do is pass this on to their feed, you know, share it. And it's exponentially grows. You know, it's fantastic. And that's what I want to happen. And I want it to be free and easy to people to have access to this information. A website we will be developing and things like Instagram and Snapchat. I'm a little older, so I'm not into it, but we probably will be down the way doing that too. I just have so much going on in the beginning of this. It's kind of taken on a role of its own. So I just need time to work it out and get it going.
Of course, we wish you luck on that. And in the meantime, no matter how overwhelmed you might feel at times, is it a good overwhelmment?
It's very good. It's a very happy thing to do. I do get overwhelmed. I step back for a day and it's amazing something will happen or I'll think of something like, oh, I can't wait to get back into this again the next day. It makes me feel, I can't think of a better word than happy. You can just see these kids' faces light up with joy because they've probably never had this or not very often. They've just been in unfortunate circumstances and this is just for them. I hope that they have happy smiles. I'm sure they do.
Terry Mauscher is founder and director of Birthday Bags, Inc. Terry, congratulations on making this grand idea a reality, and here's to a world of happy birthdays thanks to you.
Thank you very much, Julia.